Welcome to the Volatile Vet Radio Show, where finance meets fortitude, and the stock market isn't the only thing with battle scars. At Abshire Family Financial, we are vets in more ways than one, here to help you navigate the world of wealth, investments, and financial independence with the precision of a sniper and the patience of a drill sergeant on his first cup of coffee. We don't just talk strategy, we equip you with real knowledge designed to bring about success, which is why we give you real-world rubber-meets-the-road examples every week as part of our retirement mission. We want you to happily retire, and RETIRE is an acronym that stands for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. To accomplish all those areas, you need a plan that's not just about surviving, but built to last. So whether you're dodging market downturns, wrestling with retirement plans, or just trying to make sense of why your money disappears faster than your willpower in a donut shop, stick around. We're going to cut through the noise, drop some knowledge, and maybe have a little fun along the way. So ladies and gentlemen, lock and load, because financial freedom is the mission. And here on The Volatile Vet, we always adapt and overcome. All right, everyone. Hey, welcome to The Volatile Vet. What an exciting show we have for you today. The website is volatilevet.com, by the way, where you can see our own schedule, read a little bit more about the Compass Report. You can also give us a call if you've been listening to the show for a long time and you're thinking we've hit a, you know, made you think a little bit, maybe giving you some things to ponder, some things to implement potentially. We invite you to take the next step and get your Compass Report done to see what might be possible for you, what the before and after picture might be, the hidden risks you might be facing and not know about, and what levels of net tax-free income could be created in your situation. The phone number to set up that free visit is 775-899-2243, 775-899-2243. And listen, we're doing something neat today. If you're one of the first nine to call and set up that visit with us at the firm at Abshire Family Financial, then not only is the Compass Report done completely complimentary for you, we're also giving you one of our favorite books to educate you on how to create multiple streams of tax-free income in retirement called The Power of Zero. It's a bestseller by David McKnight, who has many books out there in the world. But we've enjoyed this one a lot. It talks about creating four and five streams of tax-free income in retirement. And as you know this from hanging out with us here on the show for quite some time now, that we like our clients to be highly educated as to why we're doing what we're doing, how we're doing it, and the rhyme and reason between it all. So instead of, you know, giving you a steak dinner, we incentivize you with educational tools, and this is one of them. Again, the phone number, 775-899-2243. Or volatilevet.com. So let me take a moment. I want to introduce you to a new acronym here on the show. And of course, we always use the acronym RETIRE, R-E-T-I-R-E, which stands for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. And it's always been our message that holistic planning must take into account each of those areas. Some people just look at the asset allocation model and call it good. Some people are only looking at the insurance portion and calling it good, or just the estate planning. When we take that acronym and live by it, which we do, the retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment, the final E in that acronym, really comes to the surface. You have so much less stress and worry in your life, and the outcomes tend to be far superior than a disjointed plan. Now, there is a new acronym I want to introduce to you here on the show, and it is the word PLAN, P-L-A-N. This will encompass four keys that we strive to have the retirement strategies and the vehicles or elements that comprise them that we create for our clients adhere to. And I think you'll enjoy this. And yes, we are, of course, going to do some case studies to illustrate these four keys that make up the acronym PLAN. P
in that acronym is for predictability. When creating a retirement plan or strategy, it is vital to value predictability above potential. Predictable income and predictable returns have both financial and lifestyle benefits. Firstly, financial. When returns or incomes are consistent, or at least have the volatility severely mitigated, the money actually does last longer. In fact, we find it lasts 7 to 10 years longer than scenarios where returns are much more volatile, meaning higher ups and higher lows, even if the average return is higher in that more volatile situation. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the number one fear is running out of money, right? It always is. A huge help in minimizing that risk is to value predictability above potential. So a predictable, reasonable return is more valuable to you in retirement than potential higher rates of return. Said differently, consistently getting base hits and getting into scoring position, if you follow my baseball analogy here, is much more valuable to a team than striking out or grounding out much of the time and hitting the occasional home run. This is why P in the acronym PLAN is for predictability. L in PLAN, the acronym, is for low correlation. When constructing a retirement strategy, most of the time, advisors use elements that are highly correlated or related to the market. This is great until it's not. With a high degree of correlation, you get the really good, you also get the really bad. That takes a cast iron stomach. And guys, from a behavioral economic standpoint, is usually a recipe for inferior outcomes. So what should we do? Number one, make sure many of the elements you utilize in your overall plan can firstly defend against downturns and secondly profit from downturns. Defending against downturns does not simply mean only going down, say, half of what the market does. So the market goes down 20, but you only went down by negative 10 and feeling good about that. No, that's not what I mean. It means not going down when the market does go down. And it also means protecting previous gains from the current downturn. Next, potentially profiting from downturns is not new or difficult. If it is a new concept to you, that's probably a signal to pay attention and expand your horizons here. There are many instruments that allow you to make money in both up and down markets. The problem we often see when reviewing portfolios is that they can only make money if the market is going up, and they will lose money if the market does go down, which it does. So does it kind of sound a little funny to you if you take this framework in perspective, knowing the market does not only go up, but most of the time, I mean, guys, more than 90% of the time when we see this, the holdings that people have only make money if the market is up and will lose money if the market goes down. You can choose assets that do not rely on the stock market's success for your success. So with this second key of low correlation in the acronym PLAN, make sure that your retirement plan overall is not highly related to the success of the market and has a fair chance of being successful irrespective of the current market's success or performance. That is why L in the acronym PLAN is for low correlation. I invite you today to be one of the first nine to call in and set up a visit with us. I hope you can start to see we got two more keys to go here. But in the first two that we've shared, if you've stopped and pondered for a minute, we invite you to call us, set up a free visit, and get your Compass report done. It is complimentary for the first nine today. 775-899-2243, 775-899-2243, or volatilevet.com. We will also give you a free copy of the best-selling book called The Power of Zero by David McKnight, which teaches how to create multiple streams of tax-free income in your retirement and take less risk while doing so. So one more time, here it is, 775-899-2243. All right, continuing here with the four keys that make up the acronym PLAN, P-L-A-N. We've gone through P is for predictability, L for low correlation. We are on now the letter A, which stands for alignment. Alignment asks this simple but powerful question. Do the pieces of your retirement plan actually work together in harmony? Or do you have a lot of musicians in a symphony without a conductor, all playing different pieces of music? And even if they are playing those pieces well, you do have dysfunction. I cannot tell you how many times we see this when reviewing people's retirement pictures. How does this account benefit this other holding over here? How does this vehicle offset a weakness in your plan over there? Because here's the truth. You can have good vehicles and holdings, a lot of people do, but that are poorly aligned. And poor alignment creates hidden risk and dysfunction. If your growth assets, income sources, tax strategy, withdrawal order, and estate aren't coordinated, for example, you end up fighting your own plan. You create unnecessary friction, and you may not even know that it exists. That's how people accidentally overpay in taxes, take on unnecessary volatility or risk, or pull income from the worst possible account at the worst possible time when that could have been easily avoided with proper alignment. Just willy-nilly placing money into financial vehicles, even good ones, without thinking about how they interact and harmonize, often leads to subpar results. Guys, I'm going to emphasize this again. We see it every week, week in and week out. As we meet with you, with many of you and others, my goodness, I can tell you the biggest piece that is missing, perhaps, in these four keys in the acronym PLAN is this one, alignment. A is for alignment. By taking the time to, I'm going to go back to baseball here, but analyzing your next at-bat, making sure every piece has a job and a purpose, your stance is right, what's the humidity, what's the temperature, what's the speed of the pitch, left-handed, right-handed. By knowing these things, if every piece has a job to do and a purpose, reinforcing each other and the overall plan, that is what we see dramatically improving outcomes for retirees. So A in the acronym PLAN is for alignment, because retirement, in retirement, it's really not about having just the right pieces. It's about making them work together. All right, finally, N in the acronym PLAN stands for net income, because the bottom line in retirement planning really is the bottom line. Net income, or something we often refer to as net IPA, income production ability. The real question is not which strategy has the biggest balance. It is instead which strategy produces more net spendable income. What is strategy A's net income production ability, or IPA, compared to strategy B's? This is where taxes quietly, and sometimes not so quietly, do the most damage. Many portfolios that look truly great on paper, higher returns, higher balances, often produce less net income than strategies with, say, slightly lower returns and therefore less risk, and even smaller balances, because more of that income is lost to taxes. That's why tax-free and tax-efficient strategies matter so much. This final key of N, right, N standing for net income, recognizes that taxes are the largest fee you have in retirement. It's not what you earn, it's what you keep. We also recognize in this fourth key in the acronym PLAN that many common retirement vehicles, like traditional IRAs, pre-tax 401ks, and all their cousins, can create massive collateral tax damage across your entire retirement picture. They can cause unnecessary taxation on Social Security, trigger IRMA surcharges on Medicare premiums, and create unnecessary capital gains in brokerage accounts. So while these types of accounts do grow nicely, they're wonderful for accumulation, they often work against you when it comes time to turn savings into income. This is why the famed economist Teresa Ghilarducci is quoted as and is famous for saying that the 401k, from, and we can apply this to all other qualified and pre-tax types of accounts, that the 401k was set up from the beginning against the interests of the middle class. Your retirement strategy should be designed to produce efficient, reliable net income without blowing up other parts of your plan. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is N in the acronym PLAN, P-L-A-N, that stands for net income. When all four of those keys are answered and adhered to in a comprehensive, robust retirement strategy, the likelihood of your success is greatly enhanced. When we create the Compass Report, our firm adheres to those four keys: predictability, low correlation, alignment, and net income. 775-899-2243. If you're one of the first nine today, we will do your Compass Report complimentary. We will also give you a free copy of David McKnight's best-selling book called The Power of Zero, which is all about setting up multiple streams of tax-free income in retirement. 775-899-2243 or volatilevet.com. Some thoughts to consider and questions to ask. Are there elements within my plan that are highly predictable? Or am I uncertain about my outcomes year to year? Is my success largely dependent on forces I cannot control, but hope go my way? Are my holdings highly correlated or related to the markets? If the markets go down, do I go down? Do I have the potential to make money in down markets and up markets? And are my gains that I've previously made protected from future downturns? Are all the elements of my plan in harmony or alignment? Do some of my holdings offset weaknesses in others? Or do they reinforce the strengths and capitalize on opportunities that others create? Is my estate plan, income plan, tax strategy, and the types of accounts I have, are they all in alignment with each other? Or is there unnecessary friction that I may not know about being caused by poor alignment? With regard to income production ability, or IPA, do I know what my strategy could produce for net income? Now, this is different than, am I taking the most net income my strategy could potentially give me? It is important to know what the net IPA of your strategy is. Have I seen the other side of the pre-tax equation to know what my retirement tax bill might be? Do I know, do I have accounts like traditional IRAs, pre-tax 401ks, or all their cousins that are causing collateral tax damage to other parts of my plan? that are unnecessary. We encourage you to be one of the first 9 today. Get your Compass report done, and let's see what the proper application of these 4 keys, predictability, low correlation, alignment, and net income, may potentially produce for you in your situation. And of course, every Compass report is different. No 2 are the same. 775-899-2243 or volatilevet.com. In the next segment, we're going to get into case studies creating multiple streams of tax-free income, showing you the before and after, the positive effects that potentially come from a Compass report. But in the time that we have remaining, I thought it might be kind of nice to go into goal setting. And I want to talk a little bit about 7 keys that help you develop goals. How should they be developed? And I'd submit to you that the development of a goal is just as important as the goal itself. And then finally, what causes us to stick to the goals and to actually get after it? So here's 1. And I think this is very timely, right, in this time of year and everything. 1, tie goals to identity, not just outcomes. People don't sustain goals they want. They sustain goals that they believe reflect who they actually are. So a weak goal might be, I want to retire at 62. A strong goal is, I'm the kind of person who plans ahead and protects my future. Or that's an identity. You see that? So you're setting a goal by what you identify with or what identifies you. Said a little bit differently, goals should emotionally engage you. They should get you a little bit emotional, excited or determined, whatever emotion that takes on. And that happens best by setting goals that are identified to who you believe you really are or that are attached to who you believe you really are, not just what you want to accomplish. 2, make the goal measurable and actionable. Vague goals don't fail, guys. They evaporate. A good goal answers what specifically, by when, by doing what next. So here's an example. Instead of lower my taxes, use reduce taxable income by $20,000 annually by repositioning distributions within the next 12 months. What specifically? By when? By doing what next? A goal without a next action is just a wish. And yes, I know I'm speaking of this in a financial framework, but this works in everything. These 7 keys to goal setting work in everything, whether it's you want to write a new book or a book, start a new business, lose a certain amount of weight, your fitness goals. I'm a gym rat. I get after fitness goals like crazy. And some of these things I'm sharing with you are those that I have used these principles in my own life to achieve a higher fitness level, but they apply to everything, including your finances. All right, so that's 2. Make the goal measurable and actionable. 3, shrink the time horizon. Long-term goals feel abstract. Short-term wins, though, create momentum, and that's what you need to stick with the goals, momentum, seeing the differences. So break big goals into 90-day objectives, 1 decision, 1 meeting, 1 adjustment. Most people don't fail because the goal is too big. They fail because it's too far away. 4, attach goals to pain and purpose. People change faster to avoid pain, but they stay changed when there's purpose. I mean, you guys know this is true, right? If there's pain ahead, you're going to avoid that at all costs and do what you need to do real quick. But whether or not that change is lasting is attached to purpose. So, for example, ask, what happens if I don't do this? Who does this benefit besides me? What future regret am I avoiding? Here's a pain example. Higher taxes, less income, market stress. Here's the purpose side of that. More freedom, peace of mind, not being a burden to family. Do you see the difference? 4 is attach goals to pain and purpose. Pain gets you to change fast. Purpose keeps the change in place. Number 5, build in accountability. Goals kept in isolation do not survive. Accountability can be a planner. You're writing it out in a planner, a spouse, a written plan, scheduled reviews. Here's a key truth for you with regards to this. What gets reviewed gets done. What gets ignored gets abandoned. So number 5 is build in accountability. Number 6, design goals around behavior, not prediction. Markets, taxes, legislation are all, to a large degree, unpredictable. Behavior, though, is controllable. Strong goals focus on, again, from a financial framework, but this applies everywhere, a savings rate, tax positioning, risk exposure, withdrawal strategy, and flexibility. So, guys, you don't need to predict the future. You need a plan that behaves well, no matter what the future does or becomes. Number 7, revisit and recommit regularly. Goals are not set it and forget it. They're set and adjust. So I encourage you to have annual goal checkups or quarterly goal checkups or weekly goal checkups if you've broken them down to that time horizon. Have, when they're a major life event, review life events, review them then, and update the strategy. So when changes to your goals happen, with this structure, it's not failure, it's wisdom. The people who succeed in retirement and in all aspects of life, there's more than the financial application here, aren't necessarily more disciplined, they're more intentional. They have clear goals, aligned actions, and regular course corrections. And those things, ladies and gentlemen, do make all the difference. So those are the 7 keys to goal formation and goal achievement. Number 1, tie goals to identity, not just outcomes. Number 2, make the goals measurable and actionable. Number 3, shrink the time horizon. Number 4, attach goals to pain and purpose. Number 5, build in accountability. 6, design goals around behavior, not prediction. And 7, revisit and recommit regularly. Of course, this has all the application in the world to what we're talking about today, your retirement planning. We encourage you to take that step. Let us set goals together and work toward their achievement. 775-899-2243, 775-899-2243, or volatilevet.com. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, we've just rounded the bottom half of the hour here on the Volatile Vet Radio Show. Thanks for hanging out with us, joining us, taking notes. We hope that you not only tune in every week, but do indeed take notes. We love it when people come into the office at our firm at Abshire Family Financial, and they have notes from the shows and seeing what, you know, these things interested me, how do they apply in my situation, or do they? We love that so much. It lets us know that you are listening and that we're making a difference out there with education and information that is not just relevant, but impactful to you. And the Compass Report is very focused on that and other goals and objectives. So, again, the first 9 today, we will do your Compass Report complimentary and give you a free book on this very topic, on creating multiple streams of tax-free income, getting to the 0% tax bracket. That's why the book is called The Power of Zero by David McKnight. The phone number is 775-899-2243. You can always visit us at the website volatilevet.com. See our schedule, set up your own visit right there, or just give us a ring, 775-899-2243. With all of that in mind, let me jump headlong into a case study where I'm going to demonstrate. We're going to have a couple here that is fictitious, but absolutely represents and typifies what we work with every single day, what we see so regularly and commonly. And even though this is not your case study, pay attention to the principles and concepts and start pondering a little bit. How could that apply to me? All right, so here we've got Rob and Shelley. They're 60 years old, still working. They have a current 401k with a pre-tax balance of $400,000. They are contributing $15,000 a year pre-tax, but only being matched on the first $5,000 of contributions. They also have an old rollover IRA with about $600,000. They got a brokerage account, you know, taxable brokerage account with, you know, ETFs, mutual funds, that kind of thing, worth about $250,000. $150,000 in laddered CDs, that kind of thing. And that is qualifying for more than their six-month emergency fund. They're currently paying about $2,000 a year for term insurance. They still want the protection of a death benefit should one of them predecease the other. And they're paying also about $3,500 a year for some basic long-term care insurance. And yes, I am singling out those two expenses on purpose. The term insurance and the long-term care insurance. Just hang with me. You'll find out. You'll see why here soon enough. Currently, they have about an 18% effective tax rate between federal and state. They want to retire at age 67. So they're 60 right now. Age 67, they want to plan through age 92. At age 67, their Social Security would be about $36,000 a year. For the rate of return assumption, we'll assume a fairly moderate middle of the road, 7%, nothing crazy. And of course, we're going to see how well their current path does adhere to the PLAN acronym of predictability, low correlation, alignment, and net income. The first step of any Compass report is to plot the assets in the tax columns or categories. There are only three columns or categories. They are taxable, tax deferred, or sometimes we call that tax procrastination, and tax free. That's it. So how much of each of those columns or categories do they currently have? In the taxable column, we have that brokerage account of, what was it, $250? And the CDs of about $150. So every year that we have realized gains or interest generated, they're going to be paying taxes on that money, even if they're not using it. In the tax deferred or tax procrastination column, they have the old rollover IRA and the current 401k that they're continuing to contribute to on a pre-tax basis, building that tax bomb ever larger. How much do they have in the tax-free column or category? Well, nothing so far. And as you might imagine, that's kind of a red flag already. But there is a proper balance for everyone between those three columns, and that is one thing the Compass Report will tackle. What is the correct balance between taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-free for you? What does their current path look like? If we have the lay of the land as we have it, the current 401k they're contributing to being matched on that old rollover 401k, that brokerage account that they're, you know, have about $250 in, the CDs, all that. Let's find out what their net spendable income will be at their target age of 67 through age 92. That's what they wanted to see in their case. Of course, your Compass report will be run how you'd like to see it. Okay, here's the answer. The 401k can give us a gross amount of about $55,900 per year from age 67 through age 92, and then be out of money. Net after taxes, that's about $45,900. The IRA distributions can give us a gross amount of about $64,750, age 67 to 92, and again, having nothing left over at that time, which is about $53,000 a year net after tax. Their Social Security, remember, that was $36,000 a year gross, remember that? But 85% of it is taxable because of the IRA and 401k, and to a lesser extent, the brokerage account. So with 85% of it being taxable, they only get to have $30,500 of net Social Security benefits. The reason that is so frustrating is that it is unnecessary, and on its own, Social Security is tax-free, always. In this current climate, the brokerage account, how much could that give us age 67 through 92? The answer is about $23,000 net after tax. They're still paying for the term insurance. and the long-term care insurance of about $5,500 a year in premiums, so we need to suck those costs out. And again, you'll see why. Just stay with me. So their total net income production ability, total annual net income, would be about $146,900 a year. Now, in this case, for Rob and Shelley, that gives us kind of a benchmark, right? $146,900 a year. That's the income production ability of their current path. However, there are at least two major flaws in this projection that make it unreliable. Number one, we never assumed taxes went up. Ladies and gentlemen, we believe it is unethical to not at least model in a modest tax increase at some point. Why? When we consider the fiscal condition of our country, the national debt, the deficits, and the demographic challenges of our country, meaning the tax base that we currently have with the baby boomer generation, when they begin to pass away eventually, the tax base will not be replenished. So not only is our national debt and deficits a significant threat that demands, because of that nasty four-letter word called math, that taxes must increase of necessity in the future, we also have a tax base problem because of our demographics, our aging population. So what we're going to do instead is rerun it. They're in an 18% effective rate. We're going to assume that at year seven, they go to 22%. That is fairly modest and probably too conservative, but we'll err on the side of being conservative. Number two, we used a 7% average rate of return. Is there anything wrong with that? Heck no. That's a fairly modest middle of the road assumption. However, the problem here is that it is a rate of return assumption that happens every single year, year in and year out. That is not how it works. Returns are volatile. We have some good years, some really bad years, and we have some mediocre years in between. So let's do this instead on a rerun. We'll also take the actual raw returns of the S&P 500 since the turn of the century, which averages, by the way, about 7.7%. But we're going to see demonstrated the risk, or a risk, called sequence of returns, which is to say that no matter what the average is, the order of the returns, high, moderate, low, negative, whatever, the order that the returns occur in matters so much more than what the actual average is. So even though the raw returns of the S&P 500 since the beginning of the century averaged 7.7%, which is more than we're assuming in our current path outlook, you're going to see a dramatic difference because of volatile returns. So you must stress test your assumptions with, number one, at least modest increases in taxes to expose the tax vulnerability of your current picture. And number two, you must assume volatile rates of return year in and year out to determine and assess how well your picture handles sequence of return risk. There are many other things we can consider, but I'm going to try to keep it to those two additional stress tests for over the air. Your Compass report will indeed contain many other elements to stress test so that you have as complete a picture of your current outlook as a baseline to judge and compare against. If things that we have talked about so far have impacted you and made you think a little bit, we encourage you humbly and sincerely to call us and set up a free visit. The Compass Report is complimentary for the first 9 today, and we give you a copy of David McKnight's best-selling book called The Power of Zero. 775-899-2243. 775-899-2243. Or set up your own visit at volatilevet.com, just the name of the show with a .com behind it, volatilevet.com. So with all of that, if we rewind now and rerun their current path, assuming modest tax increases that are highly realistic and foreseeable, and use the actual rates of return of the S&P 500, the raw return since the turn of the century, our net annual income production ability now is only $86,950 per year, instead of nearly $147,000, which is a 40% reduction in net income production ability. So their total retirement income, therefore, from age 67 through 92, drops from an estimated $3.8 million to only $2.2, maybe $2.3 million if we're being a little bit kind and rounding up. That is over $1.5 million of projected retirement income evaporating because of poor tax planning. Again, everything they have is vulnerable to taxes and the increases that will come, and also because of poor risk and income planning. Nothing they have is predictable. Nothing they have allows them to make money in down years, potentially, as well as up years in the market. They have no tax-efficient streams of income. Everything they have is fully exposed. Because when you start using traditional IRAs and pre-tax 401ks, you find out just how tax hostile those accounts become, you know, when you actually start using them for what they're intended. Finally, Rob and Shelley are also experiencing unnecessary taxation on their Social Security benefits, collateral damage, in other words, because of their IRA and 401k. Those are the main culprits that cause your Social Security to become unnecessarily taxable, or cause extra surcharges on your Medicare premiums, called IRMA surcharges, which we're not diving into in this case study. Those are predominantly caused by the IRA and 401k in their case, and to a lesser degree, the brokerage account. We do not want this to be your example. We want you to have a completely harmonious plan, a retirement strategy that has tax-free sources of income that protects you from market downturns, and has the potential ability to profit in downturns just as well as upturns. We encourage you to be one of the first 9 to set up that complimentary visit with us at the firm, and let's see what might be possible for you in your Compass report. 775-899-2243. So, how do we fix this? What can Rob and Shelley do? Again, here's the lay of the land. I'm going to rewind and review for you. They have about $600,000 in an old rollover IRA, a traditional IRA. They have about $400,000 in a current 401k that they are contributing $15,000 on a pre-tax basis to, and have a match on the first $5,000 of contributions. They have $250,000 in a taxable brokerage account and about $150,000 or so in CDs that kind of functions as their emergency fund and things like that. They're 60 years old now, 18% effective tax rate between federal and state. They want to retire at age 67 and plan through age 92. What could we do so that they're not so exposed to taxes? What could we do to create multiple streams of tax-free income? How can we increase the predictability? And how can we make alignment much better so that certain pieces of their picture aren't causing damage to other parts of their overall plan? First, what are the only 2 retirement vehicles that do not cause collateral damage on Social Security or IRMA surcharges on Medicare premiums? There are only 2: Roth accounts and LIRPs, or life insurance retirement plans. That is it. So first, we're going to take that $15,000 annual contribution that they are making to the 401k, the pre-tax side of their current 401k, and make those contributions still happen, but instead to the Roth side of the 401k. And in this case, but not all cases, we want the match going to the Roth side as well. Next, we need to convert portions of the traditional IRA and pre-tax 401k to a Roth. We have some pretty fancy software that helps with how much we should convert, managing the tax bracket drift and all that, which we do behind the scenes. But suffice it to say for over the air, we need to convert roughly $88,000 per year now, their age 60 through age 66, from both the traditional IRA and pre-tax 401k. Inside the Roth 401k that we're now funding, we'll leave it allocated in the market. However, in the Roth conversion accounts that we're converting the traditional IRA and pre-tax 401k or portions of them to, we'll use a private pension that will grow the account by 8.5% per year, tax-free, and will produce a guaranteed tax-free income for life at age 67 for as long as Rob and Shelley both live. This adds predictability, lower correlation, more alignment to their goals, and tax-efficient guaranteed income. Finally, the brokerage account, which is tax-hostile, has no predictability, highly correlated to the markets, doesn't align well, relatively poor producing net income, should be reallocated to a LIRP, L-I-R-P, or Life Insurance Retirement Plan. Further, the $5,500 per year that they are spending on term insurance coverage and long-term care coverage should be recaptured because a life insurance retirement plan creates, firstly, tax-free growth and distributions, has a built-in term insurance death benefit above and beyond the account value that can double as long-term care coverage during your lifetime should you need it. And if you don't need it, doesn't matter. It's free and built in. Now you see why we recaptured those sunken costs for insurance that they have been paying and turned them into helping fund a tax-free retirement. Within the LIRP, we'll use two strategies, one tied to the S&P 500 and the other to the NASDAQ 100. Both have a floor of zero, meaning they cannot go negative, even if the market does go negative. The accounts also have a cap or ceiling of 11.5%, meaning they can earn up to 11.5% tax-free per year and have those gains locked in once achieved. This adds predictability, tax efficiency, alignment, and lower correlation to the markets, all things we want. Now, we're not converting all the pre-tax balance inside the 401k or traditional IRA on purpose. We're not converting all of it. Within the remaining balance of the IRA, we're going to use a strategy called a dual directional trigger method that works like this. If the market is flat or positive, you get 8.5%. If it's positive at all, you get 8.5%. If the market is negative, down to negative 10% in a year, you will still get 2% credited to your account. So you can still make something, even if the market is moderately negative. If the market is negative more than 10%, then the 0% floor kicks in, and you simply go into preservation mode for that year. More predictability, the ability to make money, even if the market is down, preservation of previous gains achieved, and lower correlation. So what we've got here is serious tax planning with the conversions, serious portfolio construction is happening, and the result will be that Rob and Shelley get all the way to the 0% tax bracket with much less risk and more predictability by the time they hit the retirement age of 67. If you'd like to see what your Compass report reveals for you, it is complimentary, 775-899-2243. Let's take a look. Remember, the current path after all the stress testing we did looks like about $86,950 per year is their net after-tax income, or net IPA. That's our baseline and what we compare against. All right, so here we go. Having done all of that behind the scenes, the Roth 401k we had them start contributing to could produce about $5,500 a year tax-free from age 67 to 92. That's just the beginning. The Roth conversions that we did using the private pension inside this account will produce just over $49,000 per year tax-free forever, so long as they live. Next, the Life Insurance Retirement Plan, or LIRP. We transitioned the taxable brokerage account into the LIRP. That can produce another $24,000 a year, tax-free through age 92. Now comes the Social Security, which previously, on the current path, was 85% taxable. Do you remember why? Because of heavy reliance on pre-tax vehicles like 401ks and IRAs. Those are the big culprits. But now it is tax-free because Roth accounts and LIRPs, or LIRPs, do not trigger unnecessary taxation on your Social Security. This is a point I need you to get. So Rob and Shelley now get the full $36,000 a year. And finally, we did not convert all of the pre-tax 401k or traditional IRA money. Why not? Aren't distributions from those types of accounts taxable? Aren't we trying to get all tax-free income if we can? We are. But the reason we didn't convert all of the balance is because we still have the standard deduction and we are strategic in how much to convert. This, therefore, the remaining balance in our pre-tax 401k and traditional IRA will become our fifth stream of tax-free income. The standard deduction for tax year 2026 for married couples age 65 and older is $35,500. This means that the first $35,500 of normally taxable income, like distributions from a traditional IRA, right, are not taxable. So as long as we can keep the withdrawals from that traditional IRA and pre-tax 401k less than the standard deduction, they will be tax-free. See, the Roth accounts don't need the standard deduction to be tax-free. The Life Insurance Retirement Plan doesn't need the standard deduction to be tax-free. Not even the Social Security needs the standard deduction to become tax-free. Through wise and proper planning, has left it so we can utilize the standard deduction on traditional IRAs and pre-tax 401ks. Do you see what proper planning can do? We've designed it so now those accounts will produce a little over $29,000 a year for Rob and Shelley from age 67 through 92, well under the standard deduction. Therefore, tax-free. Ladies and gentlemen, this is by design. So, Roth 401k, tax-free. Roth conversion income, tax-free. LIRP distributions, tax-free. Social Security income, now tax-free. Traditional IRA and pre-tax 401k withdrawals, tax-free, thanks to the wise use of the standard deduction. Those first three income streams are tax-free because they are. Those are the rules. The last two, Social Security and pre-tax accounts, are only tax-free because of proper planning. All told, the total tax-free income per year is now just over $138,300, tax-free, from age 67 to 92. This is roughly 59% more income than the current path, 59% more. This does not happen on accident. And ladies and gentlemen, if I can be very bold, I want to make this point crystal clear. Both paths, the current path and this more tax-efficient holistic path, have the same assets, the same starting balances, the same money in play. The difference is the revised, more holistic path adheres to those four keys we talked about that spell the acronym PLAN: predictability, low correlation, alignment, and net income, or which is to say, tax efficiency. With those things in place, Rob and Shelley's picture has drastically changed. These results that we are showing and showcasing here on the air are typical of a Compass report. I don't know what they will be for you, but let's find out. We are doing them complimentary for the first nine to call in. set up a free visit with us at 775-899-2243 or set up your own visit at volatilevet.com. 775-899-2243. I want to thank you for staying with us. I know the examples can be a lot sometimes to go through, but I hope this, at least a little bit, demonstrates, number one, the passion we have for what we do, but number two, the impact that we try to make for everyone that we work with. 775-899-2243. We'll see you next time.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed representative.